Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening once again to my brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also sitting here at the table, we have none other than Mary Ann Williams. We know her around the table as Mama, and we know that you do too. Mama, happy evening to you.
Happy evening to you too, and happy evening to my PRF family.
Amen, amen. And we also have Adia Sanders, who has joined us again. She'll jump in whenever she feels led. So tonight, well, you know what? Can Adia just say hello to everybody who hasn't heard her lovely voice in a little while?
Yes, yes.
All right. So listen, y'all. You know, she has free reign. She'll come on when she wants to. That's, you know, she's one of the original hosts of the PRF table, 5+ years strong. So she always has a seat at this table. So listen, here we are in May 2018, and we are now embarking upon a new series. And the series that we're going to be talking from this whole month is how to be the lender and stop borrowing. How to be the lender and stop borrowing. Now listen, Mama, probably about a half hour ago, I actually went on Facebook Live and talked for a few moments, about 15 minutes or so, just kind of letting people know where we were going to be tonight. So I want everybody who's listening, especially those who are listening for the first time, we want them to be a part of the conversation. We have to talk about this. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's something that has to happen. So I got on a little while ago and just invited everybody. I said, listen, if you are a religious leader, if you are a pastor, if you're serving in ministry, if you know the things that are going on inside of your community, I said, listen, we need you to be here. And not only we need you to be here, but we need you to bring other folks to the table. Because the truth of the matter is, how to be the lender and stop borrowing is right on time.
Yes.
Here's what we're saying tonight, Mama. This is what we're saying tonight, and every time we come on this month, we got 5 Thursdays, Mama. I'm excited because y'all get to hear us 5 times, not 4. That means we can deal with this, right?
Okay.
We say that enough is enough. That's it. That's where we are. That's the position that we're taking. Enough is enough. It's time for you, and this is me speaking this to the people, to the listeners. It's time for you to be the lender and stop being the borrower. And so what we're going to do, what we aim to do through the help of God, is each week to give you some additional tools to help bring this into reality. You know, the first thing we're going to do, the number one tool, you already know this, Mom. The number one tool is the Word.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got to deal with the Word. Now, listen, I know that a lot of times when people are in matters of debt, you know, whether people know how much a person has themselves indebted to another or to a company or to a lender, sometimes it just don't come out. A lot of times people just don't want to talk about this. And here's what I keep encouraging. Listen. We got to talk about this. Let me tell you what's happening. I'm going through, I'm like Brother Feaster when he was talking about just being at the gate, at the starting block. I'm off. the starter pistol is already gone. I don't want to hear nobody else say to nobody, you shall be the lender. You're going to be the lender and not the borrower. I don't want nobody else to say that if you're not going to give it to them right. Don't say it if you ain't going to give it to them right. Oh, what do you mean, Brother Dunlap? Well, the first thing is this. Where is that coming from? I said it earlier. If you are one who says that very frequently, if that is how you put and give it a word of encouragement to somebody to help them believe that they ain't going to be like that always. Your time is coming. You're going to be in a better place. It's New Year's Eve, so God operates on the American calendar, right? So, you know, because tomorrow is New Year's Eve, it's New Year's Day, you're going to have some great things that's going to happen. It's the year of Jubilee in 2015 and in 16 and in 17 and in 18. The math don't add up. You can't have every 7 years every year. So there's some things that have been said, and people have brought those things into their minds and into their spirits, and they're just waiting on God. They're waiting on God, mama. They're saying, God, listen, I know. Because I've heard this. I've received it. Yes, right. Listen, mama, trust me. I've been to enough churches and to have heard that text, right? You should be the lender and not the borrower.
Yes.
But here's what we're bringing to you today. I'm not saying anything is wrong with the Word of God, right? Not at all.
Right.
What I'm saying is it doesn't make sense. I'm going to use a bad analogy in today's time. But it doesn't make sense to be out there trying to play ping pong and all you got is a paddle, and you don't have no balls. You ain't batting nothing back. There's nothing going. You're not going to be able to do nothing. There's no ball. You can't serve. Nor is there anything coming back at you because there's nothing there. And so, listen, that's what we're talking about. We're saying, listen. God is saying, I need you to listen. Especially leaders. Here's what I said a little while ago, Mom, and I'll bring it up again. Mama, how many people in your church, roughly?
We have about approximately 300, I would say.
Okay. Mama, listen, watch this. Your pastor is, what's pastor's name?
Pastor Hansen.
Okay. So, Pastor Hansen, if you're listening, if anybody knows Pastor Hansen, I want y'all to ask him this question. Pastor Hansen, listen. If 35 people on Sunday morning came up to the altar when y'all are doing prayer or saying if anybody has any needs or have you do it, raise your hand or any prayer requests, if 35 people said, I am seriously in debt, what's Pastor Hansen going to do? What is he going to do, Mama? Is he going to do what would normally happen? What has happened so much? Let's pray about this thing. Call fire from down from heaven. That bill is still sitting there waiting on them when they get back after that Holy Ghost experience.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost consume. Listen, we know the Holy Ghost can consume fire or come as light, right? We know the Spirit of God can consume up a bill. We know this, right? Right? We know this.
Yes.
That's what it ain't going to do, Mama. It ain't going to remove it. It ain't going to remove it.
That's good.
Yeah. Not going to remove it. It's not going to remove it from the account of a debt that you entered into with your lender. So what God is doing right now, listen, this is not just because we want to talk about this. We got plenty of things we could talk about. This is what God has us talking about right now, Mama.
Yes.
Because God is continuously saying, and he's saying this, I'm telling you, I need y'all to get yourselves in position with this debt thing. You done heard you should be the lender and not the borrower all these years. And it sounded good. It gave you some encouragement. It gave you some hope when you felt like things were hopeless.
Yes.
However, now. Still in debt. You're still in debt. But that scripture, you shall be the lender and not the borrower, continues to keep coming to you. See, what we're dealing with this month, Mama, we're dealing with the how.
Now, how?
I don't fault any minister or pastor for saying, listen, you should be the lender. I don't fault them for saying that. But if you don't give them anything after that, if you leave it up to them to find it out for themselves, then that's not good leadership. It's not good leadership. I don't care what your position is. It's not good leadership. See, it's like this, Mama. If I'm gonna, I said this before, and I'm gonna keep saying it. I don't care. If I'm gonna build it, listen. If I give you a hammer, and I say, Mama, it's time for you to build a house. You know that a hammer is probably an essential tool using somewhere as you build the house.
Yes.
You may need to, probably going to need to nail something down, right? You may not have a nail gun for the smart folk out there. So you may need to nail something down. You may need to put the tick, tick, tick. You probably going to have to do something like that in building a house.
Yes.
But, Mama, just because I put a hammer in your hand doesn't mean you know what to do with it. You may crack yourself in the head. You may bust your thumb. You may hit it with not the big piece, but the two pieces that you pull the nails out of. You try to hammer. I mean, now you're laughing, right? But that's how this thing goes with this debt.
Yes.
Focus just being, listen, the Word of God, okay? I am so with you on that. Anybody who said the Word of God, that's right. Word of God has the ability to handle this, to take care of this. But words on a page are words on a page. We got to implement this thing.
Amen. That's good.
Got to implement this thing. So I gave you the hammer, Mama. I told you to go build a house.
Yes.
Now, Mama, you going to be out there looking crazy because ain't even no foundation. You in a grass field. And I done left you alone, Mama. I said, Mama, I'll be back in a couple weeks. I'll be back in a couple weeks, Mama, see how you're doing. And then I come back and you still sitting out there.
Yes.
Looking crazy. Looking bewildered. Looking dumbfounded. And what's crazy is there's other folk watching you looking crazy. What in the world is Mary Ann, what is Mary Ann doing standing in that field with a hammer? Just looking like, what in the world? But nobody has had the courage. Not to say, Mary Ann, you're looking crazy out here. Right? That would not be a bad thing, right?
No.
But just to ask you the question, Mary Ann, what are you doing? Because, see, once they ask you, what are you doing, you can say, Nate gave me a hammer and told me to build a house. Baby, come on. Let's go inside. Let's go inside. let's go inside. Let me get you something to eat. Your sugar up, you know, you ain't thinking right. You know all the things that people think about folk, you know, crazy and all that. Yeah. Right? Something ain't right, right? Something ain't right. Because I gave you the tool, a tool that was necessary, but it wasn't the only thing.
Right.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Oh, but here's the thing. If Mary Ann decides with her, crazy self. And not crazy in the clinical sense, just crazy, right?
Yeah.
Nah, Nate told me to build a house. Eventually, what's going to happen is somebody, the same person is trying to get you out from looking crazy, and all them folk riding by like, oh, my goodness, she go to what church? Eventually, folk won't just leave you alone. They can say, you know what, she want to sit out here looking crazy, talking about I'm building a house with a hammer. Ain't no foundation been laid. Ain't no cement. Ain't even no cement in the bag nowhere around. But yet you're going to build a house. That's what happens with this whole thing with debt, Mama. Folk, no folk are in debt. Pastors, no folk are broke, busted, and disgusted. Folks, no folks are not able to pay their bills. Folks, no, God is not pleased with you messing over a creditor. Not you, Mama, but a person messing over their creditor.
I know what you mean. Mm-hmm,
debt
in general.
Is not having the conversation. Well, here's the deal. It may not be for that person as the pastor or a leader, but doggone it, somebody got to have a conversation. Because truth be told, we don't wait. That's not our DNA to be waiters as believers. That's not the DNA. We're proactive. We're built in the image of God and after his likeness. So it can't be a natural thing to wait until everything is all hell done broke loose, and then say, Pastor Dunlap, I can't pay this bill. Well, when's it due? It was due yesterday. What the hell? that's what we say in our mind, Mom. We may not say it out loud, but I'm telling you, it's what we say in our mind a lot of times. What the hell? And then it makes it easy to say, well, you should have came to me yesterday. Well, the person still don't have their lights on. Still don't have that car that got repoed. We got to help folks to be the lender and stop borrowing. So the first thing is, real simple. See, I thought I was going to get all deep with y'all today, Mama. First thing is this. In order to be the lender, you have to have something to lend. So what I need everybody to do, I want you to evaluate what you have to see what God has allowed you to have in order to be able to lend to somebody else. See, I done took it all the way out on left field on everybody.
Yeah.
Evaluate what you have and see what you have that God has allowed you to have that you could lend to somebody else. Yeah, see, if the only thing that's in your mindset is money, you'd have missed it already. See, how many of us have cars? Now, listen, I'm not going to tell anybody so nobody try to sue us or nothing, but listen, I remember a time when I had two cars and I ain't had nobody but me. And one of my partners, one of my good friends, he says he gets into his situation happened with his own vehicle, and guess what? He asked me, could he borrow the car? I let him borrow the car. He had it for a couple months. I don't know. It wasn't like I was using it. I was using it when I wanted to, but yeah. I had something that I could lend.
Yes.
But it started with my mindset. See, if my mindset was selfish.
Yes, that's right.
There's no way in the world I'd have lent it to him. Now, listen, I'm not trying to say everybody need to lend everybody their stuff because, you know, some folks just ain't going to give back to y'all. Put the blows in, but we already know that.
That's right.
And this whole thing is, that's the first step. Evaluate what you have. What has God given you? And see if it's some stuff that you can lend to somebody else who may need some help. Can I just hit one scripture tonight, Mama? Just one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 15, the key verse, one of the key verses is Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. Here's what Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6 says. This is what everybody hears, Mama.
Okay.
You will lend to many nations, but you'll never need to borrow. You'll rule many nations, but they will not rule over you. That sounds so nice.
Yes, it does.
That sounds so sweet. That's so encouraging. Ain't nothing wrong with the Word of God.
No.
However, there's more to it. This is verse 6. So maybe there's something in verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 that really makes verse 6 make all the difference in the world. But before I go there, we got somebody who is kind of excited about being with us today. It is Bishop Kelly Zimmerman, and we're going to bring her on for a moment. She's going to be a guest tomorrow with Kimberly Silas at 2 p.m., Mama, on Your Health is Your Wealth. This is Mental Health Month, and she is a professional in that arena, and so she'll be Kimberly's guest. And Kimberly's also on with us right now. I'm sure she'll say something in a moment. Dr. Zimmerman.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Mama.
Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Sister Kimberly. It's good. Hello, everyone. It's good to be here. I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but, you know, that can also add to the mental instability is being in the bondage of debt, not being a lender, but being a borrower. And being enslaved to the debt, also it paints your worship, it hinders your worship, and from the leadership on to the pews, if you are in a lot of debt, you are doing a disservice to the kingdom of God. You are hindering, and if we're truly as the Acts Church, we should be willing to help, not enable, but help one another when there's a need. But at the same token, the person that is indebted should be responsible enough. One thing you said, if someone comes to you and says, well, this bill was due yesterday, and you were like, what the halibut or what the hibiscus? And they should be responsible enough to when they see this is coming, you know, say, hey, I got a bill approaching and I have the inability to pay it and it's approaching near the deadline. I need help in a reasonable time. That's the start of being financially responsible in that route. The want to have that desire and stop panicking when that debt is over your head. That's part of getting out of that lordship over debt. That, you know, debt being a lordship over you, rather. That's my little two cents.
That's good.
Thing. We always want, not we always want, but a lot of times leaders want people to think rational when it ain't rational. It's freaking irrational not to be able to pay your bills. That ain't normal. What it look like? We talk about this. We talk about the debt that Jesus paid for our sins. So it ain't normal to just have debt all out there willy-nilly, not take care of it. It ain't normal. But our hearts want people, listen, you got a problem, I want you to come to me. Holler at me now. Let me listen. Don't let this thing get. But here's what I keep pushing us to, which is why that evaluation piece is so critical as just one tool in the toolbox. We're going to fill it up over the next month. One tool in the toolbox is evaluate where you are. Because if I don't believe I got a problem, oh, man, it's already all over.
That's right.
And I don't believe I have a problem. Right. Yeah, so let me give another one. And this ain't stuff that's written down. This is stuff I'm really relying on the Lord today. Not like I don't rely on him any other day, but sometimes he gives stuff in, right? Designate, this is number two. Somebody need to write this down, or I'm going to listen to it later. Designate an accountability partner. Designate an accountability partner. Listen, you know how you spend. If you have a desire, like this, if you have a desire to get about that situation, you're going to have somebody that's going to help. That's going to have to be there to help you be accountable. We can't do this thing by ourselves. Please hear me. Listen, you can't get out of debt by yourself. There's a program, right, that deals with debt-free, right? So there's a program out there, right, religious-based or business-based, whatever, right? And one of the key nucleus to that thing is paying off your debt and then putting the amount of money that you would have paid on the debt you just paid off onto your next debt and then keep on doing it, right, to give it a snowball effect, right, in a positive way. Well, in order for somebody to get the money, I think somebody's going to either have to give them a job, like going to work, or for those entrepreneurs, there's going to have to be some customers that's going to have to patronize your business. So the truth of the matter is, ain't none of us producing money. We get it from other places, whether we get it through retirement, whether we get it from other places, whether we get it from working a job, whether we're a 501c3 and we got a job in a 501c3, we get it from other places.
That's good.
We get it from other places. We get it from other people. Man, I told y'all how, man, we run out of time. Not run out of time, but remember how I told y'all I had that debt for 10 years?
Yes.
If I didn't come into a couple of dollars, you know, that's how we don't want to say how much we got, right? So we say it's a couple of dollars. When I came into a couple of dollars, that's the only reason that I was able to put that money on that $3,500 credit card and be done with it. But guess what, Mama? I had to apply to one of these, what are they called, Mama? What are they called? Not a payday loan place, but one of these financial loan companies. If it wasn't for those financial loan company people giving us about $10,000 to kind of take care of some things and consolidate some things because stuff was all whacking out of freaking control, I never would have had that. Not then. I'd have kept on working. But I've been working for years. It still ain't went down. So what's the problem? We need other folks. And guess what? They helped me to be accountable. Guess how they helped me to be accountable, Mama? Because I realized and I understood that if I didn't pay that bill, every single month by that due date, then it was going to go on my credit. Because them folks don't play. They helped me to be accountable because I said, I don't want to pay those. It was high interest, too. I don't want to be paying no 22% interest on this forever. Mm-mm. Yeah. Needed somebody to help. That's it. We're going to let Adia come in. So where's Adia? Adia, she's – whenever you're ready to go,
I'm
Adia,
here.
Come on. Go ahead. Well, you got 5 minutes left. You can take all five of them if you want to.
Oh, no. I won't take 5 minutes, but I really love all of the points that were made. And just a couple of things. You know, the first one, I really like what you said, Nate, about the accountability. But the thought hit me because I've done this myself because I'm really adamant about being debt-free. And the Lord had to just bring that thing back to me. He said, what is the one thing you've always wanted? What is that desire you've always wanted? And I said, to be debt-free. He said, so get rid of everything else and focus on that. Because I had so many other things attached to being debt-free that I was losing focus of what my foundation was. And so he brought that back to me, and so that has been my why. Why I'm pushing so hard to move forward, because in being debt-free, you can be a lender. And I know a couple of years ago you talked about, you know, if all you can do is be 100 there because you are not in a place where you can loan somebody $1,000, then celebrate that. And that has always stuck with me when you said that, and it's probably been about 2 or 3 years now. But I wanted to just kind of talk about the accountability piece. We talk about the accountability on the flip side of once the person has gotten into debt. But I like to challenge us and to encourage us at the same time is before we make a big purchase, do we have somebody that has a little bit more experience and wisdom that we can go to say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? And allow them to be honest and candid with us, and we be receptive of what they say. I say that because I just came back from a deployment. I was like, you know, I want to get a new truck because I'm tired of sitting down low in this car. Even though I'm 5'2", I really feel like I got to roll out of this thing, so I want to sit up higher. And so I talked to a mentor of mine who's 64. And she said, well, that's a good idea, Adia. She said, but why don't you wait until later on, because you just got back and you got some things that you need to take care of, some other things that are priority, and not worry about that just yet. And then she said, when I got my new car, I saved money to put down on it. She said, but I got a really good rate with PenFed. I don't know if I should be talking about that bank, but I am, so you can tell me about it later, Nate. And she said, all you got to do is open up a savings account with them. She said, and instead of taking, you know, she said, if you want to put down money, you can, but their rates are so low that you won't have to, and you can take that money and put it on in a retirement fund and add that to it. And so instead of just saying, you know, I just retired, just got back from a deployment, let me get this new vehicle, she said, wait. And I took her word and I trusted her that she would be honest with me. Instead of waiting into making a decision first and then saying, oh, my goodness, I don't know if I should have did this, blah, 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 blah. And so I would like to encourage us to be accountable before we make a decision and allow people to speak into our lives and receive it. And I also like what you said about when we know people got bills to pay, even after the Holy Ghost experience is over, that bill's still sitting there. And so I'm a firm believer of offering people Jesus in prayer. But if we're not going to show people, if we as leaders can't show people how to get out of debt, then we can at least send them to the right people who can help them. And I think being armed with resources as pastors, as ministers, as evangelists, as the usher on the door, because they always greet people coming in, and they probably know people a little bit more than some other people or small groups or whatever kind of groups we have in church, you know, let's get to know one another so that when they have a legitimate financial issue, we can offer them prayer and a resource. But I really think that having an accountability partner before we make decisions will save us heartache and pain in the long run, because there are some things that we may not see, and there's wisdom and goodness in those in areas that people have been in where we're trying to get to. And that's all that I have for y'all on tonight. But I really am glad to be here, and I guess I kind of did almost talk to the 5 minutes.
You know, I already knew. I was like, she's going to take us out, Lord. She's going to take us out, but that's all right. Yeah. So listen, it is 8:30.
Amen.
We thank everybody for being with us. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. I encourage you to go back and read verses 1 through 6. Not just part of 6, but 1 through 6. And you'll see us tomorrow. Kimberly Salas will be hosting Your Health is Your Wealth with Dr. Kelly Zimmerman. And they'll be talking from the mental health perspective for Mental Health Month. And here's what you're going to have to do. I'm going to probably be popping up doing some live Facebook Live videos throughout the month. So when you see me, this is what we're going to be talking about, because we're not going to be able to get everything talked about during a 30-minute show every week. See, we got to go a little bit beyond, and that's going to be something else we're going to talk about. We got to go a little bit beyond what we're used to as the norm. Listen, invite your friends, share this video that we did earlier, share the radio show broadcast, and just be a part of what God is trying to do for you in your life. So with that, on behalf of everybody, myself, Dr. Nate Dunlap, Mary Ann Williams, Thea Sanders, Kimberly Silas, we just say God bless you. We love you, and you know how to reach out to us. PRFministry.org is the website. Hope to hear from y'all and see y'all tomorrow. And if not, we'll talk to y'all next week. God bless. Peace.